The show's not quite over, so relax and have a second cup of the morning blend.
Now, I happen to have it on good authority, Brian, that the last person that drank a cup of coffee at your studio said, I am not making more because I know Brian will make some.
I think it is. I think that my coffee is by far the best out of anybody else's. So maybe that's why that they just thought, well, he'll come along and he'll make a better pot than me. So
that's it. So you should be grateful.
I think so. I should take it as a compliment when they don't make a second pot. So even though the segment is second cup, I'm actually working on my second pot. So
I've got to get out and make a cup of coffee here in a little bit as the rest of the crew here at Mater Dei Radio begin to arrive. But it's great morning. This Friday morning is always a great time to talk. We're getting ready for the weekend. We're feeling good. We've had a good week here at Mater Dei Radio, and we look forward to another great week ahead and another great cup of coffee in today's second cup. Boy, it's May. How quickly it's upon us, and it's just kids are starting to get antsy because the end of the school year is just a few more weeks away, just about 6 weeks or so, depending on where you're at. And so, and it's beautiful morning. So I thought we would just kind of look at the month of May, a month dedicated to our Blessed Mother. And there are some big, big feast days and some special holidays coming up. Dare I say, some of the most important holidays that we get to celebrate during the month of April. And of course, we kicked it off yesterday right away with the Feast of St. Joseph the Worker. I love being able to do these lifestyle pieces every day because I learn so much. And I loved how I learned the history of that particular feast day was in a direct opposition of communism in the world and the worker. And so the church declared, you know, that to be the day of St. Joseph the Worker.
Yeah, I love that. I think we all know about the March feast day, but I like this one that's, it really has only been around for about, 70 years now. So it's great to celebrate St. Joseph the Worker. Today, St. Athanasius, of course, we heard that during earlier in the show. Tomorrow, a couple of apostles, Saints Philip and James, we get to celebrate. And later on in the month, we get to celebrate another apostle. So besides our Blessed Mother being celebrated this May, we get a few apostles that we get to look at as well.
And this one's very interesting with the Feast of the Apostles. It is the Feast of Saints Philip and Saint James on Saturday, the first Saturday, James the Lesser. I wonder how, if he felt, I mean, in our, I guess, translation, being called the Lesser, it kind of has a thought that goes with it that you're not quite as good. But I wonder if it was maybe translated the same way in its original text, that he was maybe how they differentiated them was just like, there's that maybe younger or a little smaller or something.
Yeah. And I think for those of us who have watched the series The Chosen, that's sort of how it's portrayed in the TV series, is that because James the Greater was a little bit bigger statured than James the Lesser, that's how they differentiate. It's more of the physical, I think, stature. But yeah, that's interesting.
And as you said, there are some other feast days as we move through, but there is a feast day, dare I say, a very special, special day to celebrate on May 11th. That is a little over a week away. It is Mother's Day. Men, husbands, sons, you're all on the clock. You've got to remember your mom coming up on the 11th.
Yeah, you've been warned, men. So I tried early on in our marriage, you know, when Becky didn't get anything, it's like, well, you're not my mom, so I didn't get you anything. And that was really the wrong response.
Not at all. She is the mother of your children, Brian. So that's why, husbands, you need to remember Mother's Day as well. And I've already begun to see these little videos and reels showing up on my social media pages about how some women are going, you know, this Mother's Day is for, you know, the moms in the trenches, you know, doing the hard work of being moms. And I'm like, okay, one, this is not a battlefield. We are not at war being mothers. And there is plenty of room in the day to honor every mom. And I would say it doesn't even need to be a mom who's had children. There are stepmothers. There are religious women who are like mothers to their community. I mean, let's be involving, let's involve all of them. They are all valuable women who have played a part in our in loving us and caring for us. And so even as a mother, I'm going to remember my mom for sure come the 11th. All right. And then, you know, month of May, we talk about this one is very special, though, because it is the month dedicated to our Blessed Mother. There are some feast days for our Blessed Mother during this month. One of those comes up on May 13th, that beautiful feast of Our Lady of Fatima. I love this feast day. I love Our Lady of Fatima. It's so beautiful. And I will remember always the time that I spent one beautiful day in Fatima. I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back because she's calling me there. And it's just such a beautiful message of these three young children in Portugal, in the middle of nowhere. You think about it. I mean, you have to drive out there, and there is lots that has built up over the years since then. But back when the apparitions happened, they were so remote. Yeah, there was nothing out there.
And then on the 14th, St. Matthias, the apostle, and he's sort of the baker's dozen. He was not part of the original 12. He was sort of number 13, according to the Acts of the Apostles. He was chosen to replace Judas after Judas had betrayed Jesus and taken his own life. So St. Matthias on the 14th, we get to look forward to that.
And then as you continue through the month, another great feast day is coming up. And it's really something beautiful to take time to learn about the life of this saint, Saint Rita of Kasha. Saint Rita of Kasha. Now, I am so happy that on our last trip to Europe, on our pilgrimage that we did to Italy and Rome last year, there was a day that we went to Kasha. And I didn't think much about it. I knew of the saint. But once we got there, I realized how very special of a stopover it was. This is an old city, Renaissance type of city built on the side of a hill. So it felt like no matter where you were, you had to walk uphill to get to where you needed to be. It was so far up this hill. And one of the longest escalators I have ever seen helped get you a good part of the way up there. I have, Brian, in my phone right now, I'll hold it up. When we were there, they were handing out rose petals. It's kind of something special to Saint Rita. And I took a rose petal and I kept it.
Goodness.
Yeah, you can
wow.
see that. And,
I
you,
can.
And you know, the way that the tradition that the people were doing is they would hand out the rose petal. You would like they would kiss it and maybe pray into the rose petal. And then you drop it through the grate to where her tomb was. Her body is she is an incorrupt and her body lays there for hundreds of years there in the city, in the church there. And so I prayed one and put it over, and then I took one as a memory of that trip there. So Saint Rita of Kasha, so pray for us.
Isn't she like the female counterpart to like Saint Jude, where he's the saint of impossible causes? Isn't she sort of a female saint
yes.
of impossible?
And there's quite a bit of her story and how she lived a life with an abusive husband and then eventually went to the convent. She had a sore that was constantly infected and then didn't let her do things, but through miracles, she was able to present herself at different events. I can't remember if it was before the Pope or exactly what, but a really beautiful story. And then with just a few moments left to round out the month of May, we've got a couple big feast days, a holy day of opportunity on the 29th. That is the Ascension of our Lord. Those are the days, you know, we have these numbered days since the resurrection and then the Ascension of the Lord. And then on the 31st, this one is beautiful. All of these traditional and new on the same day, May 31st, the Feast of the Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary to Saint Elizabeth. also traditionally in some places, the Feast of Our Lady, Queen of the Apostles, and also traditionally on that day in some places, the Queenship of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So all wonderful days throughout the month of May to celebrate, to honor Our Lady, and to pray together, and another day to enjoy a second cup.